Hey, welcome back to the Celebrate Calm CD series on effective discipline. My name's Kirk Martin, and by the way, you can get free newsletters, blogs, and videos at celebratecalm.com. Now, we've talked about some tough approaches and some softer approaches. Before we get into the more tough approaches, let's focus on teaching your kids impulse control so they don't get in trouble in the first place. So discipline number 7 is practice impulse control. Some of you have kids who will say, "I'm stupid. I wish I hadn't been born." When corrected, your son shuts down, shifts blame, or gets upset. Your daughter lies after being disobedient. Of course she does. She feels ashamed of herself, and she doesn't want to admit yet again that she's a failure and a bad kid. Your child has probably internalized failure. He or she has always been in trouble, it seems. Couldn't sit still during circle time. Impulsive in school and at church. Always being corrected. He feels like a failure, like nothing he can do is good enough. He may be remorseful after he's calmed down, but in the moment, this is what he is really screaming at you. "I don't want to be the bad kid. I don't want to be in trouble all the time. I don't want to lose all my stuff and have you angry at me. I know it's wrong to do those things, but sometimes in the moment I feel powerless to make the right choice and stop it. I need some help. I need some tools to succeed." So when your daughter says, "Stop it, mommy, you're a bad mommy," what she is really saying is, "I feel like a bad kid." She just feels helpless to change. Now, if you have a child with ADHD or compulsive issues, that doesn't excuse the behavior, but it just adds another layer of difficulty. Here's the thing. Impulse control and self-control are skills you have to learn, just like addition and subtraction. You have to practice it. So, here are a few ways to practice impulse control. One of my favorites, and we've used this with hundreds of kids, is use the choice ball. So when your child messes up, I'd like you to come alongside your child one day and just kind of quietly say, "Listen, I know it's tough to control yourself when you get all worked up. I know it doesn't feel good inside to be out of control and mess up like that. I get it. Did the same thing when I was a kid. So I'm going to give you a couple tools to help you make better choices." Now, because our kids tend not to respond to auditory commands and lectures, we prefer to use visual, experiential lessons to reinforce key precepts. So, grab a ball, any kind of ball, as long as it's relatively soft. And just if you want, write the word "choice" or "my choice" on the ball. Now, whenever your child is about to make a bad choice, or any choice, when they're about to throw a tantrum or have a meltdown, argue, or whine, or just try to get out of taking responsibility, hand the choice ball to your child. "Hey, Jacob, here's the thing. I want you to throw this ball up in the air and catch it 3 times while you think about the choice you're going to make." And you can use one or several of the following phrases as you explain this concept to your child. The ball is in your court. You are responsible for how you respond. You are responsible for your attitude. "Hey, listen, the decision is out of my hands. You have the power to control your rewards or consequences." Now, what you're doing is physically handing over responsibility for choices over their attitudes and behavior to your child. And your child will begin to realize just how much control and power he has over the life he or she has. So, and it's helpful for parents because you're symbolically showing that you are not responsible for your child's actions, he is. So if he continues to make poor choices, he's responsible for the consequence. It's not your fault. You're also giving him a tactile object to manipulate in the moment, which is both calming and stimulating for the brain. See, it makes it very concrete. Throwing the ball in the air 3 times teaches your child that they do not have to make the choice immediately. They can take 5 seconds to think about it. Sometimes just feeling the ball in their hands will break the negative cycle and redirect them. It is really a beautiful thing. So keep a choice ball in your purse, in the car, all over the house. You can hand them a Kleenex if you need to, just something that's tactile and physical. It's great to use when having a talk with your child. See, they'll listen better while they're manipulating things in their hands. You can even try this on your spouse before you tell him or her some bad news. Over time, you should be able to just use fewer prompts and simply hand the ball to your child. Yeah, I know. Some kids will be so upset that they throw the ball at you. That's why I want it to be soft. But seriously, for those kids, you're going to have to master the calming routine first before getting to this rational tool. When your child does make a good choice, though, remember to praise him for it. Let him know he can control his impulses. Now, here's another good way to practice. Practice impulse control in a store. One of my favorite things to do at camp was to tell the kids, hey guys, listen, tomorrow we're going to Best Buy, so bring your money. And we go to the store and we let them walk around. It's kind of like electronic candy. They'd be so excited and they grab all these video games to purchase and visions of sleepless nights playing video games were dancing in their little heads. And then I'd say, okay, guys, hey, listen, put the stuff back. We're leaving. Needless to say, there was a chorus of outrage and shock. No, we haven't paid for our games yet. Yeah, I know. We're leaving now. But Mr. Kirk, I really, really want that new game. Yeah, I know you do. That's what impulse control is. When you really, really want something and you say no and walk away. Now, we'd leave the store and we'd stand outside. And I'd say, so, how are you feeling? And of course, it was the end of the world. But I wanted them to feel those games in their hands. I wanted them to picture themselves playing and then actively put them down and walk away. I wanted them to physically practice self-control with something tactile that they really wanted. Now, honestly, the best way to teach your kids impulse control is to model it. See, I'm a guy. I want stuff. I really want the flat screen. I want the iPhone 5. I want that supermodel. I want the convertible. I want the extra large French fries and the milkshake. But if I can't control my own impulses, how can I expect my kids to? You get the point. Now, side note, I'm a big believer in making kids have an investment in their purchases and their activities. Don't just buy them stuff. Have them earn some money to pay a portion of their toys, that guitar they want, piano practice, the new hockey stick. As they get older, their percentage of investment increases. Something magical happens when kids have an investment of their own. And remember, our kids don't want stuff as much as they want experiences, doing memorable things with us.